Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group, the groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this not do?
Fresh, just check my bag. I don't check the price. just bring it up. Don't talk about it, don't bring it up. If your ears pop, I suggest go. If you like me, you got to pick the freshest one. I like extra, because I'm extra. But then I'm fly like Orbit, so what's next, bruh? Got a dirty mouth, then clean it up.
What the French told?
More like I don't give a. If you nosy, I might make your nose bleed. Super high altitude, that is what I'm holding.
You wanna be tough, better do what you can, so beat it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lawless Radio. You have now tuned in to Buck It Off. My name is Buck, and I'm here to support those unsigned underground artists that are out there. Bring it on in. Go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the directions. I come to you live in DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a cold ass 38 degrees. You need your fat goose in your scully out there, everybody. We're going to sit here, we're going to do a little chit-chatting, and I'm going to just let y'all call in. Tell me about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you got a job, whether you don't have a job. You just out there in the street hustling. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what really went wrong. Get your drinks out. Pop your bottles. Get your beers. Let's chat. It's Thursday. Let's get ready for the weekend. Right, look at, I got a caller coming in right now. 404-981. Hey, this is Buck on Governor. Who am I talking to?
Man, you know who you got, baby. Chairman, what's going on?
Oh, man. I am ever so grateful to have your presence here, brother. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you.
Oh, man, you know I had to be here, man. Check you out, man. What's the half? What's the half, man?
I'm trying not to be too frantic. I'm taking this one moment at a time because this is truly an honor to be here on my debut show, and I want to give you thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, bro. So, man, good going, man. I'm looking to see what you're going to do. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is broken off his own. The ugly, I'm finna hit the tunnel and start missing some of it. You know what I'm saying? And the bad is about the same.
Oh man. Well, you know what? I want to get into the ugly. Now I know you're supposed to be grateful for everything you get. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about the ugly ass Christmas gift that y'all got. I remember one year. I think I was 7 or 8 years old or something like that. And my aunt, I guess I should be grateful, gave me anything. Make sure rest in peace. Gave me some wool thick thermal socks. What am I gonna do with that, man? I can't play with that on Christmas Day.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, hey, you want to hear the most crazy gift I got, dog? Man, I had my auntie too looking out for me, man. Paid off some, I think it was like science fees or something in school. Oh, damn, science fees paid off? I wanted to get it. Oh, I paid that science fee for you. Man, you could have gave me that money. Paid off my science fee. That was my gift to you, the receipt.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I mean, like, you could really do something. I mean, yeah, you should be grateful, but you couldn't do nothing with that on Christmas Day.
Right. Now, you know what you do, man. You smile and you say, oh, I'm so grateful. And then the back of your mind be like, I wish I could turn this paper into a stick and hit her with it.
Yeah. Tell you, baby. Tell you, baby.
Turn to a knife and stab
her.
Yeah,
man. Oh, man. Hey, but you know what? Let me go to something that's Buck. Okay. Well, first off, let me get a meaning of Buck. Buck has like several meanings to it. It could be good, it could be bad, it could be ugly. You know what I'm saying? They went into the club, they're making it rain, but it was Buck up in there. There you go, right there. Man, you know what? Here's another situation. Man, you know, somebody just came to smack my car and kept going. Man, that was Buck as hell. You know what I'm saying? See, that is the good, the bad, it's the ugly. You see what I'm coming from?
Right. No doubt, man. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, exactly. Let me speak on something that's Buck. Now, I think I had mentioned this the other day with you. I was watching the news, and I saw how broke the nation and the country is. The state of Colorado just legalized marijuana. They were so good. They said, we've been going legalizing it.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, hey, you know, between me and you, don't tell nobody I told you, but they talking about legalizing crack in Chicago, man. Keep that to yourself on the low level.
Well, I'll be there.
Hey, man, I don't want to upset nobody. I got happy crackheads right now. I'm just playing. And they're dancing in the street right now. I like somebody just won a championship. But he said it.
They were so bad to pack up me. Go straight to Chicago. They ain't had nothing else, man. Oh, man.
That was it. Hey, I'm gonna hit this tunnel, so I'm gonna lose you, man. I'm gonna try to hit back in on the show, man. But man, good going with the show, though, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you chiming in. I appreciate all you do, brother. Thank you so much.
Hey, there you go, man. It's Lawless.
Right on. Yeah, so I found it on the news, man, where they legalized marijuana in Colorado, and you good for up to a quarter of an ounce. Anything over a quarter of an ounce, I think it's illegal, and it's also illegal to smoke in public. So they got smoke houses in Colorado. I think there's a whole bunch of people that's about to move to Colorado right now. We were just joking about crack going legal in Illinois and Chicago, people moving to Chicago. I think there's going to be some folks moving to Colorado. Damn how cold it is. You can go up there and smoke weed in a weed house? Man, where do I sign up at, man? That's just crazy. That's just really crazy. Hey, look here. I'm going to bring in my one-of-a-kind, my one-and-only, Miss Catrice. Catrice, you're on the air, baby. Talk to me.
What's going on, baby? What's going on? Welcome to Lawless.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm honored to be here. And it's a hell of a thing. Baby boy is moving up. That's all I can say.
Hey. You know what? Doing something new. That's what's up. I like it. I love it.
Ooh, that's right. Something new with 2013. You damn right. Thank you for bringing that up.
There you go. So I'm excited. I can't wait to, you know, I got something bucking off. Okay. So why does woman in Kroger decide that she wanna take my cart instead of her cart? And then after I chased her down the aisle, she was like, well, I done put my stuff in here already. Now, you know, I was about to buck off on her, but I had to calm down and just say, lady, you know, I mean, it's really no big deal, but I can give you my cart. You can pay for everything else and everything else in this other cart, too. How you like that?
She was kind of buck on that. But you know what would have been worse than that? If you was at Aldi's and this woman took your cart, she got your quarter, and you know you got to pay a quarter to get a cart at Aldi's. I believe that. Well, yeah, you got all kinds out there. Now, speaking, when I was just speaking on how broke the country is, I something else on the news that kind of caught me off guard. NASA, you know, folk with the space shuttle and all that. NASA is leasing the launch pad where the shuttle launched from down in Florida. It's for lease. You know what I'm saying? Really? So if you want to throw a party or something, you know what I'm saying? You want to do big things. You want to be buck about it. Going on around Florida and lease the space shuttle launching deck for your party. That's it. You see how broke everybody is? You can lease the launching deck of the shuttle.
Yeah, that's broke. I mean, you can't explain no more than that. That's broke.
Things have really gotten bad, man. Things have really gotten bad.
You're right.
I was at the gas station the other day, and I was a Caucasian brother asking for change out there. Now, you know it's bad when the Caucasians ask for change. You know what I'm saying? You always get that brother that want to ask you for some change. You know what I'm saying? But this is a white dude. This ain't no white dude.
It lets you know that broke comes in all shades and shapes and sizes.
It's colorblind. Broke is colorblind, baby.
All shapes and sizes, man. For real.
Yeah.
That's true. Man, well, you know, I'm cool. Although I'm gonna miss my Thursday night, it's all good though, cause I get to watch my TV show.
What show is that, honey?
That is Scandal. I've been missing Scandal. I had to tape it, but now I can actually watch it.
Now you're gonna have me watching it. You already got me watching Atlanta Housewives. Shout out to Kim.
Well, Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good though. It makes you well versed. You can get on Buck Off and Buck Off on that stuff that you actually sat and watched it. And you can talk about the price.
That's in a class all by itself. I'm not understanding it. I'm really not understanding it, man. You know what? Honestly, I think I need to come up with my own reality show. For real.
Bring your own reality show.
Oh man, you know there's so many of them out there. You know, I ain't trying to promote them. You know, but you got this one with this. I think they Persians. It's a reality show with a bunch of people, man. I'm like, oh man, you serious? Oh, come on now. Then there's another show. There's another reality show that's coming out. This, I think they Irish or something like that. And they all got an accent. You know what I'm saying? It's just a family, a father, a mother, a son and daughter, you know, and a drunk uncle, I think there is. You know what I'm saying? That was me. I was the drunk uncle.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I need to have my own reality show. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I think that's what the original fucking all came from, by me being
okay.
The drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that's something me and the chairman gonna have to look into. Let's get a lawless TV reality show going. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what's next.
Hey, sweetheart, can you do me a favor?
Uh-oh.
Can't shake that TV, huh, baby?
I'm good. I had to shake it off. You know, my cold ain't going away yet.
Yeah, I know you ill, baby. I ain't trying to throw you out there like that. But listen, if you could do me a quick favor and tell me about Midday Release. Can you break that down for me, please?
Well, the Midday Release is airing tomorrow, Friday, 12 noon Eastern. Midday Release with Dr. Passion. We're going to talk about life, love, relationships, intimacy. But it's going to be on that real grown folk, adult, PG level. Because, you know, I'm in the midday, and I want to be able to give everybody the opportunity to share what they want to while they need assistance with their life or their love life. And Dr. Passion is going to do that for them.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Bucking Off is being brought to you in part by It's About You and Me, LLC. They represent life coaches and relationship therapy and marriage therapy and all that. Y'all give them a call and get your life together. They can really help you out.
All right. I like that. I'll check that out.
yeah, really. Hey, listen, let me take a break right quick. Let me throw some do or die out there, man. I know folk ain't heard do or die in a good little while. So I'm going to go and throw a new do or die out there, y'all. Do or die. Do your thing, girl.
Do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl. Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Got a bad figure body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby, come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Nothing thicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got a rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles of aces, running down your body so I lick and I taste it. She cooked in different places, in the Bentley it's her favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team, she off the record. Just met her. Put the get better when it's always worth. She's super soaky. Fuck all the chatter. Ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror. do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, do your thing, girl.
She was looking like a model when I rolled up. Put the phantom in, pause to the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250, can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding off vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
You do.
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Welcome back. This is Buck. You tuned in to Buck and Alls, where we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly in your week, and also sponsoring all of the hot hip-hop artists, R&B artists, dance artists, poets. Speaking of dance artists, if anybody is in within the sound of my voice, I am looking for some house music. So if you got some, you know, some house music you done put together, you know, it's underground, nobody heard it, you want to put it out there, go to lawlessradio.com, follow directions, upload your music, and let's get it out there, man, because I am a house head, you know. Yes, born in DeKalb County, Georgia, but I am born and raised. Yeah. It's home, that's always going to be home, and I'd love to hear some house music on Lawless Radio. Let's put that out there. I got Catrice on the line. You still out there, honey?
Yes, I am.
That, yeah, all right, that's you right there.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You're going to get the mute button, say I'm here again. I want to throw some love out there to my family. I got fam in town, all of them together under one roof. It doesn't happen very often, but I'm glad everybody is here. Sando, Cat, Red, and love y'all all. Also, I want to throw some real consideration and some heartfelt sympathies to these parents out here that have children who are out of school for winter break. And they...
Man, for real.
Oh, my God. If they weren't your children. Man, oh, my God. Who knows what been done to them. You can get out of house. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you had to double grocery shop. It's like you had to shop 2 months for the 1 month for just the 2 weeks that they were here.
Man.
And then you didn't tell them to do something like go upstairs. They still ain't go upstairs because they ain't listening.
Mama, he making fun of me. Mama, she won't talk to me. Mama, where... Mama, mommy.
They've been bucking off all week. Literally.
Yeah, much love to all y'all parents out there that are dealing with these children of yours that are at home with you.
Yeah.
Wearing the piss off.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. You never imagined, you never thought that you would have to sit and go through that yourself, and here you go.
Yeah. I love them, but, you know, sometimes I just can't deal with them, you know.
Man, I feel you.
If you have children, you understand. So, you know, all y'all there, how can he say that? How can he take it like that? You must not have no children of your own. So,
I know that's real. You have no idea. Man. Well, but I can't. I've been looking forward to these shows, man. You know, I want to hear some folks bucking off out there. You know, give us some insight on what your week was all about. You know, cause
yeah,
I know some folks had some stuff that we. I know it's just Thursday, but I know you didn't have something. You had to go back to work. It ain't nothing like you go to work on Monday, then you get off, then you got to go back to work on Wednesday.
There are some people that. Yesterday was their first day back to work, and
mm-hmm.
I feel for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I'm like Tommy. I ain't got no damn job. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel for y'all, and you all are more than welcome to call in. Let me know what's going down. Number is 646-478-5209. Let me slow it down for y'all. 646-478-5209. I know some people, I gotta slow it down, folks. That's something that bothers me too sometimes when people leave me a voice message and they say their number 582-300. Like I'm supposed to, you know, dial that fast, and write that fast. That's a pet peeve of mine. A brother asked me what are some of my pet peeves, and I told him my biggest pet peeve. I appreciate you noticing. My biggest pet peeve, and this may shock some people, but this is all about bucking off. My biggest pet peeve is when I'm fresh out the shower. I mean, I just dried my body. Fresh out the shower, out the tub, and all of a sudden, my stomach is percolating. I got to go play the toilet again. That really pisses me off. Now I'm dirty all over again. You know what I'm saying? I got to rewatch my whole body. You know what I'm saying? That's a pet peeve of mine. That really chives my hide. Patrice, my dear, I know you got one.
Yeah. Okay, all right. My pet peeve, and I ain't trying to get the word.
Yeah, I think I know what you're about to say, too.
Okay. My biggest pet peeve is when you're shaving and you leave hair in the towel and you don't dump the towel and you pick up the towel. And hair falls all out.
We pointing fingers now. We can stop all that. We ain't doing nothing but pointing fingers. I see what you up to. Mm-hmm.
I ain't pointing no fingers. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I see what you up to.
That's the first thing. When you ask me the question, that is immediately the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay, good. Well, I remember to leave the toilet seat up then, since that don't bother you that much.
No, that bothers me tremendously. That right there is just nonsense. It can't be a pet peeve because it's just nonsense.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and run on from that. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm playing Donnie Williams running. Here we go. Donnie Williams.
Oh, have no money. Living in this world, it gets harder and harder. Wishing for my big break to come today or tomorrow. Even though I'm smiling, the sun's not shining. Inside my soul, my heart is crying out. Ooh, yeah. I keep on running. I keep on
I love it. and I can see it glow. Twinkle in your smile, the way you smile is like my heart explode. You like a drug, girl, and I think I'm a overdose. No, I can't take no more, but
girl, I'm so open up for you.
My name is Buck, and we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of your week, whether you're working, not working, or just out in the street hustling. This time, I want to throw some love out to all the folks down there at Grady Hospital, where they're doing the best they can with what they got to save your life. You know, actually, I think that should probably be their motto. We're doing the best we can with what we got to save your life. That's not bad. I kind of like the sound of that. When you go down to Grady, you got to have a certain type of patience. I like to call it Grady patience, because your ass will be down there waiting for a good while. Check it out. I got somebody on my line here, 414-807. This is Buck. You listen to Buck and all. Who I got here?
Hey, what up? This is Mississippi.
Mississippi Red, the one, the only, the infamous.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna say fan of a lifetime. How about that? Does that fit?
Yeah. Congratulations on getting your show first edition.
Well, thank you, and most thanks to you just for being here. I appreciate it. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you decided to be right here with Duck and Buck and all.
Right. That's right. For sure.
Sometimes you owe some recognition, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes people need to recognize that's who the hell you are.
Right. I miss you.
I gave a shout out to you earlier today because I know Wednesday was your first day back to work, so I was giving some love and some sympathy for you.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was actually good, and tomorrow's gonna be even better because we ain't gonna do nothing until we just gonna be easy until next Monday.
Oh, look out. Okay, 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 okay. I got that.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a quick question. With all the shooting and all that happened up in Connecticut,
that kind of touched my heart. Also, as a teacher, you know, with all those students that happened in Newtown, that was something, because it could have been us.
Yeah, because bullets ain't got no names on them. But has your school taken any precautions or anything, or stepped up to anything?
And even as a former aviation worker, when 9/11 happened, that could have happened with my airline employer. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, me and TL worked together, so that could have been us. So it really touched me, like, a few times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could have touched
me
twice. You know, with 9/11 and Newtown.
I understand.
I felt it, and I cried about it both times.
But like I said, has your school taken any extra safety precautions, anything like that? Like one school I read about on the news, that they was talking about giving teachers guns and all that.
I'm gonna tell you one thing I witnessed once we went back, and a security person was like, she saw a parent just walk right past the front door, past the safety desk, past the office, and went right upstairs. You know, I mean, they have to, and we have a sign right in the door that says, all visitors must check in with the safety desk and go into the office, and you have to have a visitor's pass. So he just walked right past. So you never know what anyone has on their mind. I'm going here. I'm on a job.
You know,
I'm a teacher. I'm on my job. I'm just making, you know, I'm here to make my money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody just bypass all that, and I get off, look, I'm just here to make my money. That's it. That's all. Take care of me and my laws. And I'm future baby. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm doing. Now, if somebody happen to walk past y'all, y'all know what the fuck y'all come here for, past the safety, the security, and the office, and y'all just stepping upstairs. Hell no, I don't feel comfortable.
So in other words, there is some room for improvement as far as security goes, so far.
It wasn't the security, it was just, they have a sign outside that says, check in. In the main office, get a visitor's badge. But he just walked clean past the office and security, and just with no questions asked, and went upstairs. So how we gonna deal with this? You know what I'm saying? How we gonna do that? And that's not my job.
Yeah.
My job is to teach. I'm not there being a principal. I'm not there being office secretary. I'm not there for security. My job is to teach. You know what I'm saying? So if I see that, what am I to say? You know what I'm saying? They have cameras all around the school. You know what I'm saying? And you mean
there is room for improvement for security where you at.
Man,
I dig you.
Man, come on, dude.
I dig you. I understand.
My job is to teach. That's it.
Well, you keep educating those, man, because there's some out there that, they real buck, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, really buck. Really buck, really buck. So do the best you can with that one. Hey, I appreciate you calling in, man. Hold tight, man. Let me jump to Catrice right quick. Let me give her some closing words or something to come on in here and chime in. Sweetie, you got any closing words? We're going to go on end this on out. It's been a great show. I enjoyed this. I look forward to this in the future. And like I say, baby boy doing big things now. Catrice, talk to me.
All right, baby. Well, you know what? Congratulations, honey. Congratulations. Do your thing.
And same to you. I look forward to hearing that midday release.
I appreciate it. It's going to be out of sight. Oh, but, well, congratulations, Buck. I'm happy for you, baby. Take it on out.
Well, I thank you, my dear. I appreciate you. I love you. I will see you soon. And I just want to tell everybody that I will be here every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. right here on Lawless Radio. My name is Buck. This is Bucking Off. This is the debut show of many to come. And I thank everybody. I want everybody to be good or be good at it. And I'd like to take a sentimental moment right now, and I'd like to dedicate this show to my late father, Ledius Dirt. Hey, Daddy, baby boy been doing big things. Hey, y'all, stay tuned. The Lawless Radio, Monday through Friday, they got something for everybody out there with a listening ear. We out here supporting these underground, unsigned artists. We thank you. We love you. Keep it lawless, baby.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I like you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Turn this up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a very on like Tyler in the deep. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I'll bend you like compressor, man. You'll be false, will I get low like your five heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't out at all. That next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, no matter. Don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Old school like a tyrant, so it's decorated misery. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my cylinders. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Feel my stock rising in return, it makes me act convincing. You can call me Google and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results immediately. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, no matter. As it's going down.
As long as it's going down.
After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
Don't
care who's around. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic, means I make your body all these ass like a bowl of Cheerios, nothing but them all in fast. Baby, ask about me, get my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that pot and water. Take me in, lose yourself, taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mad because of my mass weapon of reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on or not or stay the course? Yeah, you're right, I'ma stay in free until I find it. To that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
going down,
as long as it's going down.